Scientology is based upon the wonderful imagination of L. Ron Hubbard. Now, in itself, that you would say that that's just not very big importance, so a little kind of a cultish, but it's really not a cult because it's not based upon a Christian doctrine. It's not based upon anything from any biblical standpoint and adapted from it. It's really not a cult, though it has parts of a cult in it. It has a little bit of Eastern mysticism in it. It has a little bit of everything. In fact, it has a little bit of whatever Ron Hubbard could think of when he wasn't writing science fiction for a living. He wrote it for his alternative religion called Scientology. And Scientology, you may not have heard too much about it, or you may have heard a little bit about it, but it's really, really, it's really sad that a lot more people than you think of are involved in Scientology. Scientology itself is the granddaddy of all New Age. Any contemporary New Age movement, Oprah's big new thing, it's all based upon Scientology from L. Ron Hubbard, which started, was in its heyday in the 80s and is still going strong. You're familiar with it probably because of Tom Cruise or John Travolta, you know? And by the way, everybody that was in that movie right there, Ron Hubbard wrote it. John Travolta's a Scientologist, and everybody in it is a Scientologist. In fact, everybody in Tom Cruise's movies are a Scientologist. In fact, anybody in just about anything in the mainstream Hollywood or mainstream recording industry or the mainstream entertainment industry, both on the East Coast and the West Coast, are in Scientology, one way or the other. That's the way it is, you know. And I can tell you that because I had a personal dealing with Scientology because I lived out there for a while. And Scientology changed my life, not my spiritual life, but my career of being out there. I got to know all these folks when I was there, and it made a big difference, and that's why I'm back here now. I took Scientology, I'll explain that a little bit in just a few minutes. So I took Scientology to make it real simple, because it's kind of complicated, it's kind of convoluted. When you got to figure that out of the mind of a science fiction writer, it's got a lot of permutations. So it's kind of hard to conceive it all. So I put it down, and as you see on your front page, an organizational viewpoint, the beliefs, the founder, which is L. Ron Hubbard, teachings of Scientology, the converts, and the many, 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 many lawsuits. Most religions don't have a lot of lawsuits. However, the unique thing about Scientology is they've had over 400 lawsuits from ex-converts, millions of dollars in lawsuits, but I'll talk about that in a second, and the who's who, and this reads like the Entertainment Magazine, latest edition, and then I'll just tell you really briefly about my experience with Scientology, but we don't have a whole lot of time, so I've got to go through it quickly. If you look on the first page, on the organizational overview, it is one of the largest, richest, and most powerful of contemporary, quote-unquote, alternative religions. Most people think it's a cult, but then Sean did explain to you that cults, what cults really are, this is, it's not derived from any other religion. It's in its unique, own little, most bizarre format all by itself. But it is one of the largest and richest and most powerful. It was incorporated in 1953 with the 7 million members, thousands of millions of dollars in 200 churches or what they call missions worldwide. And we're not talking about a little dinky church. We're talking about, you know, like five or six people go to it, or, you know, a little community church of 20 or 30. When we're talking to church, we're talking about lots of people. So this affects lots of people in the church organizations. The church leaders wear pseudo-naval uniforms. These are the hotshot leaders. So if you're a big guy in Scientology and you're actually in the hierarchy of the church, you got a full-blown uniform, naval uniform with ribbons and stripes and all kinds of ranks and all kinds of neat stuff. That all was derived from Ron Hubbard's past experiences because he grew up as a Navy brat back in his childhood, and he loved the Navy. So they incorporated that into it. Though it's claimed as a religious status, it is not a religion. It is not really a religion. It's a psychotherapy counseling. That's your first blank up there if you got a blank. It's psychotherapy counseling. It's how to get out of a technique of how to get out of drug and dependency rehabilitation. It's a set of business and counseling techniques. It's an educational system for children. It's whatever they could come up with to extract money out of its converts. That's basically what it is. But primarily, it's psychological counseling. And that's how everything works in Scientology. It's very common for Scientology counseling to cost about $1,000 an hour or up. When you're in Scientology, you're either throwing out the bucks like it's going out of style, or you're racking in the bucks like it's going out of style. You're on one side or the other in Scientology. The first Scientology church and the home headquarters, by the way, is in Hollywood. Seen it, been there, done it, Hollywood Boulevard. On December 1953, also Ron Hubbard, he incorporated two other churches on the East Coast. Now, he liked to change the names of his churches a little bit. Hollywood is Scientology. Over on the East Coast, you'll notice on your sheet, it's called the Church of American Scientists or the Church of Spiritual Engineering. It's all Scientology, and there's other different names since of different churches. The more different names they got, the better they could stay away from the IRS, which they've been battling for over 40 years because of organizational status where you don't have to pay taxes. Anyway, Scientology represents itself as a humanitarian. That's your next blank. Humanitarian religious movement. They specialize in counsel therapy. You know, they try to change your mindset. Remember, that's where all New Age is. They change their mindset. I'll tell you why in a minute. Ron Hubbard was sort of like the head pope, the head rabbi, the head messiah is what they really termed him. And the whole concept was Christian, like a Christian confessional, where you would go talk to the pope or the priest and confess. That's what the counseling sessions would do. You would go in and confess, you know, to head of the churches, head of the therapists, the head of the churches, which were termed ministers. The organization set up what they call franchises, smooth operation. Anybody know what multi-level is? Anybody know what network marketing is? Anybody know what Amway is? Anybody know what, when somebody has a party and they sell you something, then they get a little piece of it, and then somebody else gets a little piece of it? Anybody know, have experienced any of that stuff? You have, right? Well, what's called multi-level, you have your own little business, and then you go get five friends over here, and they buy from you, and they get five more friends, and they buy from your friends, but you get a piece every time, okay? And it makes it like a pyramid, and there's a lot of different organizations out there that do that even today. They're legitimate organizations, don't get me wrong, but they're just called multi-level organizations, or network marketing. They like to term it that way because it sounds better. But anyway, Scientology is a multi-level organization because they would set up all these mission churches all over the world, and they would collect money for counseling to get your psychic correct and to get your positive thinking correct. And they would set up all these churches worldwide, and then they would charge these great big fees for counseling to all their converts, and then a piece of it, like a multi-level, would go up to the Church of Scientology in California or to New Jersey, up in New York area. So what they would do is they would just rack all this money in. And Ron Hubbard was actually indicted and went to court many times during his lifetime because a lot of that money went into old Ron's personal account when he was alive. But anyway, it was basically that's how they generated money from their followers. If you decided that you didn't want to pay your counselors, you had a problem paying, or you did something the church didn't like, your next blank down on number 10 is called disconnect. They would disconnect you. What is disconnect? That means they'll blackball you. They'll call up everybody and say, hey, you're a bad person. Don't ever deal with the Joe Smo again. And that's what they actually did to many, 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 many of their church members. And they would disconnect them. The thing about Scientology is once you got into this big network of counseling and whatever, they would make sure that if you were in Scientology, you want to buy your new business, have a lawyer, doctor, whatever, you do that business with another Scientologist. And only Scientologists work with other Scientologists, primarily, you know, and you set up all your business connections with other Scientologists. So in doing that, you know, they would, if they disconnected you, that would ruin your business because you were no longer allowed to deal with those people in your whole network or your environment, all those members of the church. In the entertainment business, you can imagine how disastrous that would be. You couldn't get a job holding a light on the set anywhere. Because if that was the case, because if you were disavowed or disconnected. In the business arena, in the financial arena, if you were in dealing with banking people and you had networking between other banking people and the Church of Scientology disconnected you, it would ruin your connections. You could no longer deal with them. Now, you say how you could reinforce that? Very simply, because the people that you try to deal with, if they continue to have business dealings with you, then the church would disconnect them. So it's a big cycle of intimidation among all of the membership that you have to stay in certain lines and follow certain doctrines of the church, you know, to be able to stay in networking and stay in communication and business with the fellow members, which is very quite extensive. The membership, by the way, doesn't go to just the entertainment business. I was involved in that, so that's what kind of why I know more than anything. But it also deals with scientists. It deals with college professors, lawyers, doctors, financial people, a lot of financial people, okay? It's a huge network of people who have a New Age mentality, who have submitted to and wanted to go through this psychological counseling for a particular reason. I'm going to show you why they go through this counseling right in about 2 seconds here. It's all for a particular reason. Let me just jump over here to their beliefs. Number B. Well, they have no teachings of God. And simply, they don't have a Bible. They don't have a book to go by. All they have are Ron Hubbard's tapes, thousands of hours of tapes and lectures on how to be positive, how to improve yourself. Because, you know what? They think they're God. See, New Age God is you. You don't need a Savior. Why do you need a Savior? There is no God. You are God. You know, and that's the basis of all New Age movements. And in the case of the Scientologists, they took all their lectures and all their holy book is all based upon nothing but tapes and lectures that they sell in the counseling to other people and then down the line, and they all get money from that. It's a very big business. The purpose of Dianetics. Dianetics is the main book. I don't know if anybody ever heard of Dianetics? Yeah, they did some commercials a while back. That's Ron Hubbard's big holy book. That's his Bible, really. It's the principles of Scientology, okay? And that's what they try to hook you into reading first, and then they try to hook you into the actual organization. But it was originally titled Dianetics, the Modern Science of Mental Health. It's a 400-page textbook. It was really not his idea. He derived it from Freud lectures with a mixture of demon exorcism and his own science fiction. So he's got some really interesting things in there. The purpose of Dianetics overall is to clear. That's your next blank, clear. Clear means that people have an irrational behavior. We all have compulsions, bad habits, psychological problems. We're incorrect. We're non-positive thinking. Dianetics uses the clearing of people, okay, through counseling to increase your positive thinking, your IQ. They claim they can also cure ailments. They can extend your life. They can heal your marriage. They can do everything that you ever wanted them to do, okay? It's like a toxic elixir. It's like an elixir. You drink this elixir, and it cures cancer, liver, you name it. That's what Dianetics does. Through counseling, their counseling, no matter if you've got a stumped toe or you're mentally need a frontal lobotomy, okay? Well, whatever the case is, it's going to heal you, okay, with Dianetics being clear. Newsweek put an article out on Dianetics, and they said that it's featured in the American Medical Association. They called it a mind-healing cult is what they called it. There is no organized worship. That's why everybody likes it. You don't have to go to church. I'll sleep in on Sunday morning, sleep in on Saturday morning, whatever you want to go to church. You don't have to go to church because there is no church service. The purpose of the churches are to meet and to do counseling and therapy, but there's no organized religion in terms of having to go and listen to someone talk or like we're having a meeting like today. There are no deities. It's just a philosophy. It's psychology. It's a way of life. Man is basically good. That's what they say. Man's good. Okay, that's your next blank. And except, of course, for critics of Scientology. Critics of Scientology are extremely bad. But people who are in Scientology, man is good, okay? And any problems you have, both physical or mental, exist because there's some distortion in the way you think. You got some flaw in the way you think, and that's the reason why you're kind of messed up. And with some psychology, with some therapy, in Dianetics, you can get right, and you can be positive, and a little few thousand dollars, too, to the counselor. Material wealth, y'all, here's the deal now. Material wealth is the number one cardinal rule of Scientology. Material wealth is a virtue. Acquisition of wealth is a virtue. Charity, bad. It's dependence. You're just not very good if you give out any money to anybody unless you charge them for it. That's the whole basis of Scientology, is collect the money. And when more money you collect, the more, that's Scientology is sort of the, it's the religion, if you will, of the wealthy, the materialistic, those that seek fame, those that seek fortune. It does all those things. And the reason why, not that having money is bad, not that having fame is bad, but it takes all those things, and it, what it does, it glorifies that. That's the glorification in the wealth and power that's in Scientology, not God. It is immoral to do something for nothing. I just said that. The use of vitamins. It's sort of like Christian Scientists in a way. They don't use they use vitamins, but they don't like medical drugs or even aspirin. The reason why is, remember, ailments, anything wrong with you, it's all in your head, you know? And with the counseling and therapy, you'll be healthy. You don't need medical medication or anything. If you remember back just recently when, what was her name, Sybil Shepherd? No, not Sybil Shepherd. Brooke Shields. Brooke Shields was taking some depressant drugs, yeah. And Tom Cruise is the spokesman right now these days for Scientology. He got all bent out of joint on national television because it just chewed her out because she was taking something that was against the Scientology. And that's the reason why it's a cardinal rule that they don't do that. That's just a huge sin. The members believe that the church exists to clear the planet. Remember the clear word? Clear means get yourself right. Their entire modus operandi is to get everybody right, to clear the planet. Not to clear literally, but clear them mentally. Let's go to the founder real quick. How am I doing? Time?
Close.
Sorry, I'll quick up. Okay. Science fiction author is L. Ron Hubbard. I just told you about that. Let me go through this real quick. By the way, L. Ron Hubbard, he has a big Middle Eastern background in he claims, and mysticism and everything. He's only spent 2 weeks in the Far East. He spent 2 week vacation in Beijing, but he enhanced that. He's supposed to be an engineer in mathematics. He's got a mathematics and engineering degree. However, he failed in molecular and atomic physics. They kicked him out of school, actually. And he also awarded himself as his own personal Doctor of Divinity degree, though he's never done anything. He was really what they call a penny-a-page science fiction writer out of 1938, when he started writing science fiction. They call it a penny-a-page because it's just a paid science fiction writer writing little dime novels and things like that. However, he did aspire to very much of a powerhouse in the entertainment industry with his writings, and then eventually he became the number one self-help guru, you know, in Western civilization. Let me go down and move down past all this stuff. You can kind of look at that. He became quite paranoid later in life, and he even started having checkups on all his people, and they got kind of nasty. Let's go to teachings of Scientology because I'm running out of time. Basically, what they believe in. Let's get down the nitty-gritty. Hold on to your seatbelt because this is really interesting. If you look at What to Audit, was a book written by Ron Hubbard. That's on number 3 on page teachings of Scientology. If you see a blank, What to Audit is the blank. That's the name of the book written by Ron Hubbard. It's the founding principles of Scientology. Scientology is a series. Life is a series of reincarnations. This is what he believes. This is what all Scientologists believe. They believe they're reincarnated, okay? Not like Buddhists, Hindus, any of those other guys. This is different. The individual starts out as an atom. Life started out as an atom. And through a cosmic impact hitting the universe, the atom began passing through the evolutionary line, and it produced fish and birds and animals and all kinds of stuff. And then you came up with the caveman, okay? That's where we are. Then, 35,000 years ago, 35,000 years ago, outer space beings came into the Earth. They're called Thea beings. And these Thea beings transplanted themselves into the cavemen. And the cavemen became the ancestors we know as the Homo sapiens. So actually what we are outer space beings that kind of got implanted, our fathers and grandfathers, et cetera. We're outer space beings that got implanted into these cavemen, and we have now continued on through the course of time, and we're theta beings, okay? Now that's the bad news because we're stuck here right now, but the good news is that a theta being is infinite. A theta being never dies. In fact, we've been on this planet and other planets and other universes for eons of time, and we'll go on for other eons of time because us theta beings, we're really sharp. And when we actually die and go in the ground, we just theta being ourselves someplace else and do another universe. Okay? And that's the way they kind of set it up. But we get a lousy deal right now. I'm going to paraphrase this so you can check this out bigger if you want to. The lousy deal that we get is the fact that we're kind of tired of doing this. We have been doing this. I know if you felt tired today, it's because your theta being is tired, you know? And it's tired because we have been doing this for eons and eons and eons of time, and we're bored, okay? We're bored. So what are we going to do? We're going to play a game. They call it a game. That's in one of your blanks. And they call it a game, and what we do is we try to trick other theta beings. Yep, I'm going to trick you, and I'm going to trick you. The goal of my life as a theta being here is to stumble and make you fall, and, of course, make myself more glorified and more rich, okay? And that's what we do in life is we play this game, okay? The purpose of Scientology is to find the bad theta beings out there that are tricking everybody, okay? And they're supposed to help those theta beings through counseling not to be so tricky, but help the guys that have been tricked already to get positive theta being thoughts back in their head. Because they're depressed because some theta being told them that they look fat, or they're depressed because some theta being told them they couldn't win the lottery, or they're depressed because they lost their job, or well, hey, counseling with Scientology is going to get those great theta being genes going again in your head, and you're going to be a great guy, and you can overcome this. And that's what Scientology does. Also, there are two types of people on Earth. They're the soldiers of light and the soldiers of darkness, okay? Now, I just talked to you about the theta beings, and we're all theta beings, but there's soldiers of light theta beings and there's soldiers of darkness theta beings, okay? The soldiers of light are all Scientology people because they're the good guys, okay? The soldiers of darkness, you know, the dark side? The dark side, by the way, that's another story. I wonder where some of that stuff came from. But anyway, the dark side is, those are the non-Scientologists, okay? And guess who the number one target of all the non-Scientologists are? Christians, that's right, you got it. They hate us. They hate us with a passion. If you try to be a Christian in Hollywood, forget it. It ain't happening, guys. I was wondering, well, that's part of my testament, but I'll just get to it real quick. I was wondering why I eventually left L.A., you know? And I was wondering why all of a sudden I was having a lot of problems. Well, I know why I was having a lot of problems. But to let you know, it all came together when I was studying for this because I didn't understand why they thought the way they thought. Because I was a soldier of darkness, I was the enemy, you know? That's why the Christians don't get the big parts. They get very little parts. They get practically no parts or anything. That's just the way it is. The current individual state, they believe, is a fall from grace, not from God. Self-grace, by the way. That's back to being a bad thing, okay? All right, pre-clear. I'm just getting ready to wind this up. The pre-clear is the counseling technique. They call it pre-clear is what they do through these different levels of counseling. They got OT. They got all these operating theon levels. OT1 through OT8, okay? And you go through these counseling levels, OT1 through OT8. That's like ranks, okay? And each one of these levels, you go through counseling in the church, you know, with other Scientologists. By the way, there's only been a fraction of people ever made it past OT3, including Ron Hubbard, okay? Ron Hubbard never made it. No one has made it to OT8. You know, and I don't think everyone ever will make it to OTA. There's people pouring out millions of dollars still and spend all their life in Scientology trying to make it to even to OT3.